should all feel part of it. That's fantastic. That's the best way to have a child, is that she goes through labor and you enjoy it. Okay. Good morning. Rabbi Rubin this morning asked me whether I'd be amiable, would I agree to be recorded? And that reminded me of the concluding remark by Wittgenstein, who was one of the greatest philosophers of the 20th century, who said, whereof one has nothing to say, thereof one should remain silent. And he meant that perhaps sometimes we speak when we shouldn't. And so that is yet to be judged, whether I have something to say which is worth to be recorded. This morning I want to begin with the very familiar psukim which open our parasha. And in fact, those psukim are so familiar, one would say innocent, innocuous. They're anodyne. They're the kind of psukim which we're so familiar with that we sometimes do not notice the kind of difficulties that might emerge while reading. Ele toldot Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham olidit Yitzchak. Right, so I didn't start with the proper parasha because, of course, ours is Ele toldot Noah, Noah ish tzadik tamim haya bedorotav. But the opening is the same. Ele toldot Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham olidit Yitzchak. And this opening of Parshat Toldot as Parshat Noach led commentary to understand Toldot in a broad sense. Chief amongst these commentaries was Rabbi Avraham ben Ezra, who said Toldot, descendants, must be understood in a broad way, as to say, legacy. Korot, the story of their lives. Because after all, as with Yitzchak, so too with Noah, we're not only telling the story of his family. After all, we're telling about a calamity. We're telling about a collapse. The depravity of the human race. Ele toldot Noah. Noah Ish tzadik, tamim haya bedorotav, et ha'elohim italach Noach. Familiar psukim. Vayoled Noach shlosha banim, et Shem, et Ham, ve'et Yafet. Vatishachet ha'aretz lifnei ha'elohim, vatimale ha'aretz chamas. Familiar psukim. And yet, when we pause and think, why didn't Parshat Noach begin? Vayhi bimei Noach vatishachet haaretz. After all, the depravity, the deterioration of all moral standards is what this parasha is about. Its consequences. Vayhi bimei Noach vatishachet haaretz. That's all is necessary. Ele toldot Noach. Noach ish tzadik, tamim haya bedorotav, et ha'elohim italach Noach, vayoled Noach shlosha banim. Okay, Noach's piety, his righteousness, perhaps is also important in this story, in these events of his life. Vayoled Noach shlosha banim, et shem mecham, et yafet. What role does that play? How does that contribute to the legacy, to the story, to the plot? All I need to know about the children of Noah is that they entered with him into the Teva. But here, at this juncture, it doesn't play any role. I think the deep psukim are very suggestive, very pregnant with meaning. But we have to stop and listen. As my mentor and Rebbe, Rabbi Avi Weiss, always likes to say, I'm talking to myself and I let everybody listen. What is the Torah trying to say?
Is it possible that the Torah is trying to say that the three children of Noah are part of that deterioration? Et Shem, et Ham, et Yafet is not an innocent comment, but rather this is part and parcel of that depravity, of what happened, Vatishachet ha'aretz lifnei ha'elohim, Vatimale ha'aretz chamas. Who? Noah and his children. Everyone. And perhaps they're the ones who began with it all. How is that possible? Chazal oftentimes compare Noah to Abraham. We know that. And the stark difference between them, Abraham prayed. Abraham supplicated, beseeched. Abraham turned to God. Ashofet kol haaretz lo yaseh mishpat. Ha'af tispe tzadikim rasha. Noach was silent. Yes, that's the way we usually understand this dichotomy, this divide between the two. But I beg to differ. That's not the difference. That's only the manifestation. You see, Abraham prayed not because he was a religious person, but because he was a caring person. Abraham did not intervene for Sodom because he needed an excuse to pray. Abraham went out of his way when he saw a human being in distress, a human being. Vayaros lichratam mipetach ha'oil. Vayomar Adonai namatzati chen benecha al natav romar avdecha. Yukach namat mayim v'rachatzur adlechem yishalut tachat ha'etz. Who does he see? He sees these three wanderers who are walking by. He doesn't know who they are. But he feels an affinity, a human affinity towards them. Noach did not pray, not because he was not a religious person, because he was an insensitive person. You see, prayer is not a religious act. It's a human act. A person who prays is a person who cares. Using Paul Tillich's very, very important coinage. What is faith? Faith is ultimate concern. When a person is ultimately concerned, Paul Tillich was one of the great Christian theologians of the 20th century. A theologian is a Christian thinker of Christianity. Ultimate concern. Noah is silent. And most probably he's silent also of what he sees with his children. And because he's silent, there's no reason to pray. Elimelech was speaking about prayer sometimes is boring, and therefore we need a WhatsApp group, and that is certainly laudable. But make no mistake, prayer is not about religious conviction. Prayer is about human conviction. If we are human and sensitive, that leads us to prayer. Noach, that was his biggest problem. Vatishachet ha'aretz lifnei ha'elohim. When you're silent when these things occur, certainly you will not pray. Shabbat shalom.
Rabbi, I'll see you next time.